Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We've been rolling out our vaccine as much as we get. I worry a little bit from time to time that we hear the federal government's going to make things better for us. Really, all we need is vaccine. Every state that I've talked to, we just need vaccine.
Wyoming officially moves on. I'm Chris Brinta with your news. The state of Wyoming has officially moved to the next step of the vaccine rollout. The eligibility for the coronavirus vaccine has expanded to include senior citizens age 65 or older. In addition to seniors, those with certain risky medical conditions will be allowed to use the vaccine as well. Now, the state has a limited supply of doses. However, the Wyoming Department of Health feels they can move into Phase 1B. As of February 1st, those who qualify for Phase 1A and Phase 1B can get vaccinated. Here's Wyoming Department of Health spokesperson Kim Detai.
We may not have giant increases in how much of the vaccines we'll have available in the short term, but we're going to keep getting it. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep getting more and more people vaccinated over time, and that's a good thing.
Now, it is advised to do your research regarding the vaccine. There have been some short-term side effects associated with the vaccine. Here is some vaccine info from Public Health Authority Ron Cook.
Soreness in the arm at the injection site, some low-grade fevers, some chills, muscle aches. The CDC did put out a recommendation that if you had a significant reaction that required epinephrine or something like an EpiPen, which is epinephrine, after you receive the vaccine, it is recommended that you do not get the second vaccine.
Public Health Authority Dr. Ron Cook saying the vaccine is safe and that some could see minor side effects.
The winter here in Gillette has been mild so far. New figures show just how dry the winter has been. In January, the city just got 0.19 inches of precipitation. Also, according to the Gillette News Record, Gillette got 0.27 inches of snow in November and December combined. The average temperature is close to 4.5 degrees above normal. The average temperature is 29.8 degrees this winter, while the average temperature usually is 25.4 degrees. Now, I did not take a poll. This is all assumption, but an overwhelming majority in Northeast Wyoming are liking the change. Hey, let's chat tomorrow morning as well in news. Apparently, there's going to be some new information regarding the next coronavirus stimulus package. I'll tell you what to expect from that. To hear the full report, go to basinsradio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.